Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Epic victories, heartbreaking defeats. No matter your team, no matter your game, we talk sports on AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
All right, let's dive a little bit deeper into the matchup tomorrow night between the Bills and the Ravens. We welcome in our radio.com sports sister station, 105.7 The Fan, Vinny Serrato, former NFL GM, joining us here in the sports bar. Vinny, thank you so much for carving out some time out of your day to join us here in Rochester and look at this exciting matchup for this week. This might be the best matchup out of all the games that are happening this weekend, Vinny.
Yeah, I think it'll be an exciting one. That one and the Tampa New Orleans one, I think. Those are the two, you know, for two opposite reasons. Young quarterbacks in one and old quarterbacks in another. I guess the thing that I need to know is the weather forecast, because when I was on my show today, I looked up and they said that the winds were going to be really bad, you know, like 15 to 25 with some big gusts and like an inch of snow. Is that still the same for tomorrow night?
Well, here, I'll try to, and I am no meteorologist, but this is the lake effect thing you're going to hear about, because I don't know if you remember a game in Buffalo 3 years ago. They were playing the Colts. I mean, it ended up being a blizzard. Nobody right. called for that. That was the wind just hitting it right. So there will be snow. It just depends on where those lake effect bands kind of set up. But you're right. There will be some snow, 15 to 20 mile an hour winds. But depending on which direction it is coming off the lake, it might turn into a snow globe, or it might just be, you know, something aesthetic to look on TV, which, you know, Vinny, really shouldn't be that much of a factor. With Lamar Jackson saying he's never played in snow, is he playing us up here, or is that really going to get in his head here?
I don't, you know, I mean, Harb's just trying to play it down a little bit. And, you know, the thing about it is you don't know how cold it is or the snow till you get off. When he gets off that airplane tonight, you know, and it's cold, it's like, whoa, you know. And then when you go, because, like, when I was in San Fran, we used to have to – we went to Green Bay a lot to play it. I mean, that's a different kind of cold,
yeah.
You know, from San Fran to Green Bay, just like it is in Buffalo. And the winds are what make it bad. And, see, I think the winds are what changes the game, you know, because if it's windy – you know, I had Tony Dungy on the show today, and he was talking about, you know, when they would play the Patriots all the time, when it was at home, he expected a high-scoring game. When it was in New England, low-scoring game. You know, so both of us, he and I, when we were talking, I'm expecting low scoring tomorrow night. I think that because of the weather and stuff, it'll make it tougher to score. So that's what I'm thinking. And because of the wind, if it's really gusty and windy, I think it hurts Lamar throwing the ball more, because Lamar lost the ball more, you know, and I think the wind will take it, his ball, more than it will Allen's ball. And the other thing is maybe that enables Buffalo to play man coverage on the outside and put eight in the box, you know, to help stop the run. You know, I had Lorenzo Alexander on the show yesterday, and he said that was the game plan last year. He said we played a lot of zero coverage, which is man coverage. You know, we put guys in the box. And he says the biggest thing for them is, you know, to stop. They've got to play really good fundamentally. And that's part of it, because you've got to stay in your gaps. You can't over-pursue, because then all of a sudden Lamar cuts back and then it's over. You know, like last week, Buffalo gave up three long runs, three runs that equaled 82 yards. You can't have that. That's, you know, if you get your shoulders square, one guy's in the wrong gap, you know, you miss a tackle, boom, 35 yards downfield. They can't have that happen tomorrow night.
Vinny, we've seen Baltimore now three consecutive seasons. This will be the third time in three seasons that, these two teams have matched up, and it feels like, you know, the Bills have evolved and gotten better with each passing season. Obviously, the first season was week one, and it was a blowout. Last season, the Bills were still in it. It was a little bit more one-sided than the score probably would have shown. And then you have this season. So I'm curious, when you look at the film and when you break down this matchup and you look at the Bills specifically, what have you seen, you know, short of Josh Allen having the kind of season that he's having, that's different about this matchup this year versus more recent history and last season?
Well, I think one of the big differences is the Ravens' offensive line's not as good as it was last year. That's one big thing. I mean, last year they had an all-pro left tackle. They had a Pro Bowl right tackle. They had a Hall of Fame right guard, you know, in Marshall Yanda. And now they have, you know, Orlando Brown, who was a right tackle last year, now is a left tackle. So their offensive line is a bunch of non-athletic guys. So, you know, like Tennessee had five sacks against them. Why? Because they out-athleted them. And I think that's the thing that Buffalo is going to be able to do. I tell everybody on my show, I said, you guys may think I'm crazy. Just like I said last week with Houston, who had 19 sacks for the season. They'll out-athlete because the Ravens guys are not good pass protectors. You know, so they're going to be able to get some Oliver, Hughes, and those guys. They're going to be able to get some pressure if Lamar's throwing it a lot. But the big thing is, you know, you can't run past him. You got to stay in your lane. You know, you've got to keep him contained. That's going to be the big thing, rushing the quarterback. That's one of the big differences. And then with Diggs, I mean, Diggs makes a huge difference. Plus, watching the film from last year and watching the film this year, Josh Allen's a different dude. You know, I mean, last year the ball was all over the place. He just looks like so much more confident guy. You know, when I went back and looked at the stats, like the last five games last year, his best completion percentage was 52. This year it's 74. You know, so he's playing a lot better. Game slowed down for him. He's a lot more confident. He's got two Pro Bowl receivers. They have no run game, which could hurt. They're going to need Buffalo's going to need some semblance of a run game. Otherwise, you know, Wink will be blitzing all over the place, you know, if they're just not going to be able to run the ball.
Yeah, Vinny Serrato, our guest, we've seen other teams like the Dolphins blitz and it doesn't work out. Teams that play man coverage. No. Is this who Baltimore is, Vinny? I mean, for good or for bad, that we should expect Baltimore to send a lot coming up tomorrow night?
Wink's teams blitzed more than anybody this whole year. Their corners are outstanding. They played outstanding last week, you know, and then they played some good receivers. Brown and Davis, they're good receivers. And there was really nobody running open. The biggest difference is those receivers compared to these receivers with Buffalo. The Buffalo receivers are smaller, so they're much quicker and can separate more. I would think maybe you try to double dig, you know, and then match up Humphrey on Beasley or, you know, something, or somebody else, and then put Jimmy Smith on a bigger guy. You know, but they've got three outstanding corners where they play a lot of man coverage. You know, so the problem with Peters is Peters kind of loses focus at times. And if he loses focus, his eyes are in the backfield and boom, Diggs will be past it. You know, I mean, that's the thing with Peters. Humphrey, he's a physical, good corner, and people picked on him a lot, but he's going to be right there. So they're going to have to make contested catches on Marlon Humphrey, which Brown did last week.
Vinny, I want to know more about J.K. Dobbins, who's kind of had a little bit of a late-season resurgence here. I mean, as dangerous as Lamar is, and we know how dangerous he can be with his feet, I mean, Dobbins has been outstanding as well, and this team has been able to run at will down the stretch.
Yeah, Dobbins is good, you know, because he's got burst, he's got explosiveness. The thing that's impressive for me about him is he's got phenomenal balance. He's got great balance, you know, and that's the thing. You know, it's hard to knock him off his feet. You know, and he can break tackles because he's low center of gravity. He's just a good running back, and he's done well for them. I mean, Mark Ingram, I don't even think he'll dress. You know, and Gus Edwards is the north-south. I mean, if the weather's bad and snowing, Gus Edwards may be the guy because he's a, you know, 230-pound north-south guy. So they've got a good two backs. And then with Lamar, who's their best back, you know, if you make a mistake, and we saw it last year with, who was it, Milano or whatever, you know, left him, you know, you could have everything called perfect. Leslie Frazier could have the perfect defense. And then Lamar, in somebody's one-on-one right there, and Lamar, you know, makes his move and boom, he's gone.
Yeah, that's the fear. Another fear here, Vinny, I have is your tight end there, Mark Andrews. I don't know if you got to see the Bills-Colts game, but Jack Doyle had his way. So I'm curious, what's Leslie Frazier going to do? Is he going to put more Milano? Does he put a corner on them? teams that have had success against Andrews this season, what did they do?
Well, they doubled him, you know. And I think, you know, the only thing with Milano is, Milano, I don't know, is big enough to handle him. You know, and I thought a lot of the tight end, you know, other than the one catch where, who was it, Doyle? Was Doyle the one that was wide open and caught the touchdown pass?
Yeah.
Otherwise, all the catches were pretty well contested, and they were good catches. I mean, there was people on them, you know, and that's the thing. They were making the catches last week. And they'll play defense totally different because they had a statue at quarterback last week, and now they've got – they go from one extreme to the other, you know, in defending the quarterback. So Andrews is going to be – you know, biggest thing is try to be physical about the line of scrimmage. Don't let him off the line, you know, and disrupt his rhythm a little bit, because what happens to Lamar is he drops back. He sees another color. Boom, he's off and running. You know, and that's – you know, and if Andrews didn't open right away, he's going to take off and run. You know, that's kind of what he's done over the last six games is, you know, he's they're letting Lamar be Lamar. And Lamar's playing, you know, backyard football. And that's what he plays best. And if he drops back, and usually Fluker on the right side or Phillips who plays the right side, he always has to scramble left because our right tackle gets beat all the time in pass protection.
Vinny Serrato from 105.7 The Fan, our radio.com sports sister station, joining us here in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. And Vinny, while we have you, I want to tap into your expertise a little bit and start with the rest, you know, in the rest of the AFC, when you look at what's left and when you look at what's already been eliminated, man, I would love to know what a former GM would do with the situation that they're left with now in Pittsburgh, a familiar opponent for the Baltimore Ravens.
Well, Pittsburgh, you know, I mean, they got the tough cap numbers and everything, and they replacing coaches. You know, I mean, they can't run the football. That's the biggest problem is they could not run the football, and that's not Pittsburgh football. That's not what Mike Tomlin wants to do. So they replaced the offensive coordinator, the O-line coach. You know, when they had Mike Munchak a few years back, that outstanding run game, and I think that's what hurt him was, you know, you can't throw it every down, especially Ben. When I look at Ben now, you know, Josh Allen is Ben, what, 15 years ago?
Sure.
You know, because he can extend the play, but Josh runs a little bit better than Ben did. But, I mean, the way that they can extend plays and everything reminds me, in size, reminds me of Ben, you know. But he just can't move anymore, doesn't want to be hit anymore. So they got to fix their offensive line. They got a lot of work.
Okay. Vinny, still got you. Yeah, sorry. Vinny Serrato from 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, our guest. Vinny, another storyline here for a team that's not in the postseason, that would be Houston. And within the last hour or so, we have the tweets coming in from Deshaun Watson, kind of cryptic, but we kind of get the sense that he's not happy out there. If you're an executive in that Houston front office, what do you do here?
Man, I think it's a mess down there right now. I mean, number one, you got to hire a coach. The biggest asset you have is the quarterback, you know. And if you could trade into the top two or three, if there's a quarterback that you really like, you know, and you could get a haul for him, you know, because you're going to be in rebuild mode for a while. And you know, are you better off moving Deshaun Watson and getting, you know, one of the top three picks of the draft and more picks? And, you know, start over basically and clear up your cap space and do all those things. That would be an option, you know, that you'd have to look at, you know, and talk to teams and see what they'd be willing to give you.
Vinny, what about that other AFC matchup in the divisional round? I mean, if you had Baltimore winning on Saturday and you assume Kansas City would win as well, you would have those two meeting for the AFC championship, and Baltimore would have to face a team that's kind of had their number here the last few times that they've played.
Yeah, so did Tennessee. You know, but I mean, the problem is Patrick Mahomes. I mean, you can have that team beat, but if he has the ball last, more than likely he's going to win. So Kansas City pretty much handled them this last time. And they've got to be able to, against Kansas City, the Ravens have to be able to run the ball, control the clock, and keep Mahomes off the field. So that's the big thing. And they got after Mahomes pretty good, not this last game, but the one before, where they played him pretty good. So, you know, they have explosive weapons. I think, like, their weapons offensively are similar to Buffalo, other than, you know, Kelsey's so much better than anybody that Buffalo has at tight end. That's a big difference. So they're similar in that respect, but they run the ball a little bit better than Buffalo does, too. So it'll be a tough matchup, you know, for the Ravens. How about if the Ravens were to go to the Super Bowl, let's say? They would have had to beat Tennessee, Buffalo, Kansas City, and then more than likely Green Bay. Look at those quarterbacks. They're all three. They would have to beat three quarterbacks in a row that would be in the finalists for the MVP of the league, which would be difficult, which would be very difficult.
Yeah, good point. While we're talking about the NFC, who do you like in these matchups? Saturday, we get the Rams and Packers, and then Sunday, we get Breeze against Brady. Who do you like, Vinny?
I think, you know, the Saturday game, it's tough. You know, like when I was a kid growing up in Minnesota, whenever the Vikings were good then, Bud Grant loved, you know, and like as a fan of the Vikings at that time, we knew, like, if the Rams were coming into the playoffs to play in Minneapolis, that's what we wanted, because it was always like the Vikings would always kill them just because they couldn't handle the weather. And I just think that it's going to be tough for them to handle that weather in Green Bay. Plus, when you have a rib, you know, if Aaron Donald is not totally healthy, and if he has a cracked rib or whatever, he's not going to be totally healthy. So if he's not up to his best, you know, it's going to be that'll be a tough go for the Rams, I think.
Today I learned me and Vinny Serrato have something in common. We both grew up in Minnesota. How about that, Vinny?
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in northern Minnesota, a small town, East Grand Forks.
Okay. My hockey coach was from Eveleth, you know, but I was from Albert Lee, about as far south as you could get.
Yeah, you know, so you had an Iron Ranger, you had a northern Minnesota with me, and then, yeah, you were down there south. Good stuff, Vinny. Before we let you go, which way do you see the game going on Saturday night? Do you care to indulge us with a prediction?
I predicted 24-22 Ravens with a last-second field goal, you know. And here's the biggest thing to me. There's one thing that whoever the best quarterback is, that's who's going to win. And I think that's pretty easy. If you throw out everything, if Josh Allen plays great, they win. If Lamar plays great, they win.
Vinny, appreciate the time. Now, we talked to you last year. You were still doing the youth hockey thing. Is your son playing? We're kind of shut down here. We didn't have a season up here.
They just played BK Bishop out of, and he's 15. He moved to play in Michigan, so he's playing for Honey Baked in Michigan right now. So he's enjoying that. And he's had college coaches were allowed to start calling January 1st. So he's got all the Big Ten, Boston College, North Dakota, they've all been calling. So, yeah, he's doing good.
We'll be hearing the name Serrato for in hockey circles here
for the next few years. Maybe for Buffalo. Well, they need it because the Caps took it last night to him, you know.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. If he can provide a little bit of punch, I think Buffalo would take him in a heartbeat right now the way they're going. Vinny, it's great hearing your voice,
Cole,
man.
Cole scored last night. Cole scored, got his first goal in his first game.
Yeah, sure. I mean, look, there's a lot of new faces and there's a lot of familiar faces in uncomfortable positions with that team that, you know, they need to build some chemistry and gel, and I don't know how much time they're going to have to do that in a COVID-shortened season, but we'll see how it all shakes out for the Sabres. They go again tonight, that back-to-back matchup against the Caps there, the team that you're very familiar with.
I'll be watching.
Love it.
I'll be watching with my glass of wine.
Love it. Vinny, it's great hearing your voice, man. Really appreciate your time. Let's do it again soon.
All right, guys. Take care. Thanks.
Thank you.
That's Vinny Serrato from our radio.com sports sister station, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. He's got 24-22 Ravens. I mean, look, we're all kind of predicting the same score here. We think it's going to be a lower scoring game down to the last minute. And Vinny kind of echoed what we said earlier, like, which quarterback do you like? It's going to come down to which quarterback plays better, and I personally believe it's going to be Allen on Saturday night.
Well, the other thing, too, is that Rodrigo Blankenship isn't kicking here in this game.
If you have elements, Tucker, it all neutralizes with the elements. I mean, the elements change everything. If that wind is whipping, that changes everything.
But notice how he started off the interview with us. Give us the weather. What weather? Weather, weather. Look, I think you and I are kind of in agreement. I say it can be a factor. You're like, doesn't make a factor. If they're talking about it, and everybody's talking about it, and it gets in the Ravens' head, and even Vinny mentioned if Lamar gets off the plane tonight, and, you know, this feels fine to us here in Western New York.
Downright balmy today. It's 40 degrees. This is middle of January. We're supposed to have, you know, multiple feet of snow on the ground. We don't have any of it. It's coming. I mean, I'm not stupid, but we're good for now. Yeah, I like that it's a part of the storyline, that it's in their head. And ultimately, I don't think it affects the game at all. I really don't. 20-mile-an-hour winds, they can play through 20-mile-an-hour winds.
Once you get going, if you ever played sports, 2 seconds into the game, you get your first hit, you're dialed in. That's what'll happen. Vinny's great. I love that a former NFL GM can talk hockey like that. That's really cool.
That's a sports guy. Vinny Serrato from 105.7 The Fan, our radio.com sports sister station. You can hear him inside the radio.com app, and we'll make sure we get that audio up and on demand for you shortly here at ESPNRochester.com. And also, with radio.com Rewind, you can go back and listen to any part of the show that you may have missed for the next 24 hours. All right, we got plenty to get to here. News and notes from around the NFL as the coaching carousel is filling very quickly.
Yeah, so we know about the Jets and the Jaguars, but have the Falcons and have the Lions zeroed in on their candidates? We've got other coordinator news, stories, the NFL coaching carousel coming up in appetizers.
If you've got anxiety about Saturday night, I mean, there's one thing that you have to do before kickoff, and that's make sure you put good juju on the Buffalo Bills. Get yourself the proper celebration. You want the victory cigar, right? You want to be ready to go with that celebration.
Your sales manager here, Tim, he got in. So he's going out there and so you really can't tailgate, but in the car ride home, you can light up a nice cigar from Mad Hatter's Hideaway. Mad Hatter's Hideaway on Culver Road in Rondecoy, 300 varieties of cigars for you to choose from. And that's become a kind of a thing there. You go in and you ask for the victory cigar, they know what you're going to talk about. And believe me, with the amount of wins that the team has had this year, there's been people puffing away.
And Nick's a big fan, big Bills fan.
Absolutely, yeah. He got to go cheer the team on last week, share the pictures. I was happy that he was able to be one of the 6,700 last week. Mad Hatter's Hideaway, CBD products. It's a fun place to shop. Head on in and tell them you heard about it here in the Sports Bar.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.